It's one of the biggest attractions in the state of South Carolina. We're talking about Riverbanks Zoo and Garden. It's located in Columbia. And the folks from the Zoo and Garden, they traveled all the way from Columbia here to Palmetto Mornings to give us an update of some exciting things that are happening at our Zoo and Garden. So we're going to welcome Matt Perrin to the show. And good morning to you, Matt.
Hey, Lucas, how's it going? It's good to see you. As we were reminiscing before we came on air, it's been a couple years since I've seen you down there. We need to rectify that.
It's too long. That's why I invited you up here. And then I'll repay the favor because, as we mentioned, you have a lot of things changing at Riverbanks Zoo and Garden. You're in the middle of your Bridge to the Wild Vision for the Future campaign. And let's start with that. So let's explain what Vision for the Wild is. What has a Bridge to the Wild, excuse me, Vision to the Wild too, but it's Bridge to the Wild. What has already occurred and what's under construction now?
Okay, so this whole concept of Bridge to the Wild, we kind of thought of back in the late 20-teens, 2018, 2019, and it was basically our thought was over the next 20 years, we want to rearrange the habitats that they're as close to natural habitats as you would find in the wild, where gorillas are in the gorilla base camp that's so close to the African safari and things like that. So that all started. We brought in our white rhino tribe that very exciting. We used to have elephants, but, you know, it turns out that space, they were just getting too big for that space. So there's actually an elephant retirement community in Wisconsin, of all places. So I don't know if they like cheese, beer,
or cold weather.
But they went to Wisconsin, and some of them are still thriving there. But we brought in our endangered white rhinos. And so we have three there, and we've been tasked with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Species Survival Plan to try and have some baby rhinos coming. So getting that habitat set up was really cool, and we brought them in. We have Bill, Winnie, and Condi, and we're waiting to see when we put the spaghetti dinner out whether Condi or Winnie is going to be our first rhino mother. But
and a bottle of wine.
Yes.
Candlelight dinner, it will do it all the time.
We're trying to figure it out, whether it's red or white. They're picky depending on the time of year and Labor Day. It's weird. But so after that, obviously, we did our Aquarium and Reptile Conservation Center, which you came down for the opening of, and that was a $10 million renovation that Susan F. Boyd donated to us from the Boyd Foundation. And so we've put out a lot of our conservation happens in that building. We have started restarting local gopher frogs, which were almost extinct. And now we're partnering with DNR to raise them to adulthood and then re-release them into protected lands. We got our coral conservation project where we're saving coral from the stony coral tissue disease going on in the Florida reef, where we're actually propagating healthy coral to restock the reef, whereas 10 other facilities are working on curing the disease. So fun stuff going on there.
And what's great about that is they've opened it up, if I'm not mistaken, so you can see the folks actually working where previously they were behind closed doors and walls where you couldn't see it.
Oh, wow.
Now they've put it out in the public. It looks like a scene out of Jurassic Park. You can see them working with all of these animals in the aquariums that
no
you mentioned.
Though.
No dinosaurs. Not yet.
No,
one day. No.
We'll,
please.
We'll see.
Please.
I've seen the movies.
Okay.
I know how it turns out. It's probably not good for
not
South
great.
Carolina.
It's not good.
Rhino's as close as we're getting.
That's
sorry.
A good point. But that's really cool. So folks get to see these employees in their natural environment helping to aid these animals and the corals and everything else out there.
If you look in there now, actually, too, we've just built a dark room that simulates the moon cycle of the Florida Keys because that's how coral propagates.
There you go. If we can't go to Florida, Florida will come to us.
Right? We'll make it Florida.
That's it. So another part of this is an attraction that's under construction right now that I'm so excited about. It's called the Saluda Skyride.
Correct. And it was amazing. It's been built. You can see it now. It's going back and forth over the river. We have brought in management, maintenance, training people. We brought in a maintenance guy who's worked on gondolas around the country. This is the first real one in the Southeast. And you board right next to the carousel, and it takes you straight up to the garden side in 2.5 minutes. It can transport 1,600 people an hour. 8 people per cabin. It's really cool looking. We plan on opening it early September, and it's now going to be included in the price of admission. It's not like an attraction where you have to buy the card. It's ride all day once you come into the park. And coming back from the garden, it's just really cool. Scenic views of the downtown Columbia cityscape as well. And we plan probably to get creative with it, doing some night events where wine tasting, stuff like that, you'll be able to do gondola tours around. So really fun to see that all come together.
Put the rhinos in that exhibit if you're going to do a wine tour, and you'll have a baby rhino before long for sure.
Yes, I'll have to talk to our maintenance crew about weight limits.
That's a good point.
I am the PR guy. I don't want to have to write that press release saying, yeah, we have a rhino stuck over the Saluda right now.
Not going to be great. It would turn into Jurassic Park real quick. And then Matt, with this expansion, does it also expand the footprint of either the garden to the zoo and the zoo to the garden? This, it seems like it would open up more space for y'all.
It's actually going to be fantastic. The next project we're working on is right at the end of the bridge that used to connect the zoo to the garden to the tram. We're building a restaurant community center that hangs out over the Saluda. It's a stilted restaurant that people will be able to eat at during the day, and at night you can rent it out for weddings, parties, anything like that. So that's going to be really cool. All sustainable products in there. And behind that, you'll walk through, and there's going to be new nature trails through the woods. And to start with, there'll be a primate forest, which will be just netting that you're walking through. And one of the most highly trafficked animals, wildlife trafficking, are spider monkeys. And they get seized at the border, or DNR will find them, and they have nothing to do with them. So Riverbank Zoo is going to become the habitat for trafficked spider monkeys, that they will now come and be swinging through that forest. And as you're walking through, they'll be going over your head or coming right up to the netting right by you. We're also going to put in several new animal attractions, some of which people have been begging us for. Others just look forward to new big cat areas in there of several different species, which will be neat. Possibly things you didn't know existed that are coming from South America and Asia are kind of what we're focusing on there. So all those details will be coming out in the next few months, I'm sure, once it gets solidified. And then we're hoping to have all of that completed by 2029. So
this Bridge to the Wild is a phased approach to expand the guest experience, but it also sounds like really engaging and investing in the conservation of these animals, because that comes first, right? And people can have the conversations about zoos and gardens all day long. That's another topic for another day. But the fact that we as a community get to learn about these animals and see them and see the people who work with these animals and how much care that they care for them, it's pretty unique to have such a actually highly populated and visited attraction like the zoo and garden here at Riverbanks in Columbia.
That's what really surprised me. When I switched from working media back in the day to then being at Riverbank Zoo, I didn't realize how many stories there actually were to tell. And the things that go on behind the scenes, where we're spinning plasma from rhinos, and we're one of the first facilities in the country to do that, that we're now training rhino orphanages in South Africa to do the same thing and be able to save orphan baby rhinos. And people don't realize that giraffes are endangered. I never knew that till I started working there. And breeding Komodo dragons. And we just opened our Komodo dragon breeding facility that my mother keeps telling me, when you say baby dragons, you sound like you've been watching Game of Thrones too much.
It's true.
But there's all kinds of behind the scenes things going on there that are just really, really cool. And there's chances to come in and learn. We're all about education. We educate kids from, we have a nature preschool all the way up to their teenage years, where we've had kids start nursery school and now they're our head keepers.
So. Wow. Well, there's always something changing at Riverbank Zoo and Garden, as Matt just laid out, physically, the landscape, as well as within the animals. So if you get a chance, summer is a great opportunity for families to go. You know, I'm sure the kids are already driving the parents up the wall and around the block. So day trip down to Riverbank Zoo and Garden, and you come back more educated. This is the tip of the iceberg. We hope to have Matt maybe back in later this fall once the Saluda Sky Ride is open and ready to go. But Matt, here's to great things happening at Riverbank Zoo and Garden. We appreciate all the efforts that go into maintaining and taking care of these animals, as well as the guest experience for us. We're one of the top zoos in the country and really in the Southeast on top of that. So we love that as well.
Oh, not a problem. And if your listeners want a little tip, until August 15th, or I think it's 14th. Yeah. Every Tuesday is Toucan Tuesday, where if you bring two cans of food, it goes to Harvest Hope, and you get buy one, get one free admission, and buy one, get one free ices, which in the South Carolina summer comes in a little handy.
Gosh, yes.
And how appropriate. Today is Tuesday, June the 17th. So if folks have no idea what to do, pack up the cans and your kids in that order and take them to the zoo. Awesome. Matt, thank you again so much for traveling from Columbia up here to Palmetto Mornings. We appreciate it. And we will be back to visit one of the best attractions in the state of South Carolina.